We're Darren Robinson, resident engineer, Wyoming Department of Transportation, working out of the Star Valley Afton offices. Darren, thank you for joining us. Let's talk about what we have on the horizon. I know there are budget cuts that we're dealing with, but still we have big projects like Etna North. Should we start there?
Yeah, the Etna North project, probably to clarify on that project, there's been some confusion. It's been announced that the Thane to Alpine project has been delayed. There's actually two projects involved there. There's the Etna North project and the Thane Etna project. The Thane to Etna project's been delayed till 2027, but the Etna North project, currently we're showing the job. It's going to go to bid on September 9th, and the plan on this fall is to kind of all depends on the contractor, what they want to schedule, but I anticipate some minor clearing and grubbing. I imagine they will be processing the material, crushing base and plant mix. Probably see some temporary fence, but there will be some activities going on. I know Lower Valley Power and Lights is planning on installing their power poles this fall, at least get a start on the utility end of it.
Okay. So let's go back and repeat that so people understand. There was some confusion on that, but Etna North is proceeding.
Etna North is proceeding, but Thane to Etna has been delayed. We're still going to continue on with the preliminary engineering and securing right of way, but right now it's been put back in the STIP until 2027 or until funds become available. Hopefully it'll go on the tail end of the Etna North project.
Just have to see where the money is.
Yep.
Let's go back to Etna North. So next spring we can expect the actual, you talked about the preliminaries, but next spring we can see the real work.
Yeah, I think this fall, like I say, it's getting a little late to start. I think you'll see most of the contractors I've talked with, they're bidding the job. They're planning on doing most of the widening out and not removing the pavement until towards the middle end of summer. So they'll build up the sides, and then when we get to that point, there will be some delay with traffic being moved around, but we should be able to maintain two lanes.
And just remind folks what we have for the end product there.
We'll have it 5 lanes, which will make it a lot safer.
What else we got out there that you've been helping up in the Jackson area, the overlay project, not the bridge work and so forth that we see going on there, but your folks took care of the overlay a little south of that, right?
Yeah, we did a 3-mile stretch leading into High School Road. We did a mill overlay there. Future projects we got coming up. Right now in February, we're looking at doing a slab jacking on the Freedom Bridge, which basically got part of the structure that needs to be replaced. So we'll come in there and hopefully do that during the winter and have things opened up so that we're not delaying traffic, summer traffic.
Help us understand slab jacking Freedom Bridge.
So basically we got some of the timbers underneath the bridge that need to be replaced.
Okay.
So typically they'll install a cofferdam and basically go in and we just lift one end of the bridge and slide the new timber underneath it and put it back down. My understanding is that it only takes a couple weeks. Actual jacking of the bridge, I don't know how long that'll take or what disruption will be to traffic, but anticipating 2 weeks. Couple more future projects we're looking at from some of the federal stimulus money. One is from the end of the 5-lane here in Afton to about the Salt River Bridge in the Narrows. We're looking at doing a mill overlay there. Possibly we're looking at putting in a turn lane through Grover. Grover's one of the only towns in the valley that doesn't have a turn lane. We've had the guardrail hit at least 3 times this summer.
Noticed.
And, just to try and kind of correct that issue that we're having, it seems to be more and more it's causing a problem.
Okay.
And then down the road, we'll be doing a mill overlay from about mile marker 72 on the south end to the state line. It'll be split into 2 projects again, but basically just a mill overlay.
The idea there is maintenance. You keep it up to date, so
yep.
You don't get behind on it. Yeah.
Yep. So
a lot of work keeping these highways safe and passable, and folks happy out and traveling out there more than they ever have before. It seems like.
Yep.
Appreciate you joining us. Keep up the good work.